Debunking common myths about bilingualism in children. Bilingualism is a cornerstone of Canadian culture, and research shows that it's only becoming more prevalent. The rate of French-English bilingualism rose from 17.4% in 2006 to 17.5% in 2011, and the number of Canadians who speak either English or French in another non-official language fluently is also on the rise. In 2016, 14.5% of all Canadians reported speaking a language other than French or English at home. Regardless of how commonplace bilingualism has become, however, many parents still worry about how speaking more than one language might affect their child. If your child is learning a second language, debunking the frequently held myths below can both ease your mind and help you identify potential speech or learning difficulties in your child. 6 myths about bilingualism and language development. 1. Bilingualism can delay language development. Research has not found any link between learning to speak a second language and being a late talker. All kids acquire language at their own individual pace, and they may start speaking, reading, and writing either earlier or later than normal, regardless of how many languages are spoken in the home. Indeed, a significant number of children speak very little until they're about 18 months of age. Generally, you should consider seeing a speech pathologist only if your child is not showing clear language progression by the time he's 2 years old. 2-year-olds should have a vocabulary of at least 50 words and be able to combine two or more words to create simple sentences. 2. Being bilingual can make kids stutter. Stuttering has numerous causes, but bilingualism does not appear to be one of them. Stuttering may result from genetics, i.e., an inherited speech impediment, anxiety, emotional trauma, a medical condition, or other factors. Sometimes, stuttering is a normal part of development that naturally resolves by age 5. This is more common in males. Because the roots of stuttering can be complex, it's important to see a speech pathologist if your child stutters for longer than 6 months. 3. Children who are bilingual have smaller vocabularies. This myth is partly true in the fact that bilingual children sometimes have a smaller than average vocabulary in each individual language they speak. However, when the total number of words a bilingual child speaks in both languages is added together, they either meet or exceed age-appropriate vocabulary levels. Likewise, it's important to note that kids don't always start using new words right away. Some children go through a silent phase after being introduced to a new language. During this period, they're actively learning new words, but they don't yet feel confident enough to use them. After several months, these kids slowly become more vocal, and their vocabulary appears to catch up to normal levels. 4. Speaking more than one language is inherently difficult for children. Kids are generally sponges for language, and there's no evidence to suggest that learning more than one language at a time poses additional cognitive challenges for them. It's important to understand that learning a new language doesn't override a child's existing linguistic knowledge. Instead, bilingual kids learn how to process linguistic information in a more complex way, allowing them to easily swap between both languages. If your child is profoundly struggling to learn a new language, you should rule out the possible presence of a speech or learning disability. 5. All bilingual people should be equally proficient at speaking both of their chosen languages. Successful bilingualism doesn't require being an expert in two languages. It only means that a child or adult is reasonably fluent in two languages. Most bilingual people, regardless of their age, have a dominant language that they're more proficient in. Generally, proficiency is influenced by environment. Bilingual people tend to be more highly proficient in the language they use most often. Proficiency can also change over time, depending on a person's age, circumstances, and education, so you shouldn't assume that your child's dominant language is set in stone. Furthermore, know that there's no reason to worry if you speak to your child in one language and he sometimes responds in his preferred tongue. As long as he understands what you said, he's maintaining adequate proficiency. 6. Mixing languages confuses bilingual children. Mixing languages, that is, using more than one language per day, or using words from two languages in one conversation or sentence, is natural for bilingual children. Parents should feel free to blend languages when speaking to a bilingual child, as this practice will actually help them stay fluent in both tongues. Ideally, you should spend a few hours using each language your child speaks every day. With that in mind, however, there are some confusing practices that parents should avoid. When naming objects, make sure both you and your child's other parent use the same terms, especially while your child is young. For example, if one parent calls a couch a couch in English and the other uses the word sofa, their child may become muddled. The closer your vocabulary is to your partner's, in both languages used at home, the easier it will be for your child to become fluent. Likewise, both parents should do their best to use simple, kid-friendly language at all times, and pair statements with expressive body language. Nonverbal communication can help kids understand the meaning behind unfamiliar words. Generally, the biggest challenge that bilingual children and their parents face is finding enough time to adequately explore and reinforce multiple languages. Cutting down on distractions, like screen time, and building reading, writing, and speaking exercises into each day is often essential to developing multiple language proficiency. Adhering to these practices will also improve your child's overall language and communication skills, so even if he doesn't end up using two languages as an adult, he'll still benefit from living in a bilingual household.